Hello, thank you for listening to this sermon from our Revive service. We hope it helps you learn more about God and allow you to grow closer to Him and in your faith.
Jennifer Allison's going to come, and Jen leaves this week for a trip to Portugal to meet with the team there, and she's going to share just a couple updates and news, and then we're going to pray with her and pray for her.
Good morning. As Pastor Aaron said, I leave on Friday early afternoon for my 20-something trip to Portugal. Just wanted to share a couple of ways that you can pray for me. So this is our big annual strategic planning session that we have. So our team as a whole goes off-site. We go to Elvas, Portugal, which is right on the border of Spain, for 3 days. And we just talk as a team on what's our strategy for the year. What's our kind of church planting vision? What are things that we need to prepare for? And then this is kind of my like treasury time to shine, where I get to talk numbers that everybody just kind of looks at me and says, do we have the money or not? But there's a lot of planning that goes into this. So a couple of ways you can pray. Just for safe travels, getting to Portugal. Like I said, I leave early Friday afternoon. I land on Saturday morning over there. And then I will be landing back in Cleveland on the 21st. So fairly long trip for me while I'm over there. During that time, I will also be preparing for my furlough. So if you did not get my missionary newsletter, or you've not seen it in the bulletin, my official furlough after 5 years of service will start March 1st. And then I will return to the field on September 1st. So just a six-month break, but looking forward to that. So during that time, I've been working with ABWE, which is my Sunday missionary agency, as well as Pastor Aaron and the missions team and some other people, to try to intentionally plan some things while I'm on furlough, some studies, some conferences, just some time to kind of step away and refill my cup so that I can hit the field in October when I physically go back and start serving again. So one of the things that I've planned while I'm in Portugal is on the 11th, which is next Wednesday, weather permitting, it's rainy season over there right now, I will be doing a silent fasting day. So I will be taking a 1.5-hour train ride to northern Portugal, hopping on a ferry, and then taking that an hour ride to a small little island right off of Peniche. And I will be having a silent day there, not quite Canada, but a day where I can just go with my Bible and my journal and just pray and listen and kind of seek God's direction on how He is going to help me utilize my time, not only while I'm over there this trip, but while I'm on short break as well. So please pray for that solo day. Also Monday, next Monday, I have a big school board meeting with our Greater Lisbon Christian Academy over there. Quite a few things that we need to talk about. Our facility over there and our team, we have 4 cars. They're classic cars, we're going to call them. I believe the newest one is a 1998. It has a very sweet tape deck in it. The air does not work, and sometimes you really have to pray to get up the hills, but it always gets you there. And so part of our talking as a team is that we just know that some of these vehicles are going to have to be replaced. So that's where I get to help us find the funds to be able to do that. So we have 4 cars that are going to need replaced probably within the next 2 years or so. And then we're also looking at potentially a full roof replacement on our facility. And I think you guys know, just based on some of the construction that we've done here, it's very pricey. So when we talk about like strategic planning and things that we need to plan for, those are some of the big things that we're going to have to talk about. And I will be driving the 1998 green Honda with the tape deck this time. So very thankful to have transportation while we're over there. But again, just a lot of planning that happens. And then kind of the last thing that I'll pray for, we do have a new family that will be over there on a survey trip while I'm over there as well. They are looking at potentially filling a role that we've had open for 2 years as our Lisbon Training Center directors. That role specifically helps to partner with our national pastors to do trainings at the facility. So they do a lot of discipleship trainings, they do a lot of conferences, they do a lot of just pastoral renewal retreats there. And so the fact that we have somebody interested in coming over and kind of seeking God's direction on filling that role is really great. It's been open for about 2 years now. So I'll have an opportunity to just kind of sit down with them and get to know them a little bit better. And then at the end of their visit, our team will kind of come together and discuss whether or not they would be a good fit for the team and if we would like to invite them to come. So please be praying for that as well. It's always encouraging to see God calling new families and individuals to the team to serve, not just my team, but my region as a whole. Western Europe has had quite a few new families come, and so that's just been an encouraging time. So those are all ways you can pray. If you do not get my newsletter, please either check Church Center, which my prayer updates and missionary updates will be there, or come see me, and I would love to add you to that.
This should work, hopefully. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for today. Thank you for your goodness. Thanks for Jen. Thanks for how you have called her to Portugal, and we pray for her trip this week. And Lord, as she leaves on Friday, that you give her safety. Lord, that there would be no complications with her flights and all that's going to happen there. But we also pray for her health, that you would keep her strong and keep her healthy, even as she works up until that time when she leaves. And we pray for this trip that it would be fruitful in so many ways, Lord. We pray, Lord, that as she meets with the school board, that the meeting would go well, there would be understanding. Lord, there would be a sweet fellowship amongst their team as their team gets together. And Lord, that you would bless them as they meet and strategically talk, Lord, about the future and what you're doing. Lord, may you continue to provide, Lord, the vision and the funds for what is needed. Lord, we pray for Jen's solo day. Lord, as she walks away and just spends that time alone with you, I just pray that your spirit and your word would speak to her in a very special way. And Lord, that you would just bless this young couple that is thinking about going and helping there at the facilities. And Lord, we just pray that you would guide them and direct them. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to rise up a generation. Lord, you tell us that the harvest is great and the workers are few. And so we pray that you will continue to rise up workers for the great harvest. And we thank you for Jen's heart and just again pray for her as she continues to minister for your kingdom. And Lord, we even pray for her time away and her sabbatical, Lord, for those 6 months, that would be a rich time, a renewal, a recharge. And Lord, that she would just again hear and see you speak to her in a great way. And so, Lord, again, we thank you that we can partner together for your kingdom and for your work. Lord, thanks for this morning. Thank you that we can come together and honor you and glorify your name. Lord, thank you that we can praise you. And as we celebrate, Lord, you and what you've done in our lives and what you've done here at West Hill, we pray that you would be glorified today. We thank you for Pastor David and Emily and for their years of service. And Lord, may you encourage their hearts this morning and their family. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jen. So today, I've sent out a couple emails as a surprise. Hopefully you guys didn't get anything, but Alana and Nevaeh have joined you today as well. And I had Pastor David call Emily this morning because she was supposed to be in the nursery. And sometimes you dress appropriately for the nursery. And I said, hey, you might just want to call your wife and let her know, like, she might have some pictures today. Like, and so so Pastor David and Emily, we are grateful and thankful for you. It's been 20 years now, 20 years of faithful ministry. And we figured since you missed your first Sunday that you were hired back in January of 2006, we would wait an extra Sunday. And so in January of 2006, you started. So we pushed it back to February, the first Sunday in February, just for you. But we want to honor you as we honor the Lord, as we praise the Lord. We're going to sing a few songs just so that everyone knows how this is going to go this morning. We're going to sing in honor and praise to God, belt it out, give God the honor and praise this morning that He is worthy. And then we're going to see a short video, some old throwback pictures and some videos there from certain people. And then I've asked a few people to come and to share this morning of just the impact and the relationship with David and Emily through those 20 years. And then after that, then we will sing again, and we'll celebrate in communion. One of the things that we often do and is we use communion as a reflective time, which it is, it should be, and this is a reflective day, but it's also a day of celebration too. And we celebrate and we want to celebrate what our lives are all about, and that's the fact that it's centered around Jesus Christ and what Jesus did for us. And so at the very end, we'll participate in communion and take together of the bread and the juice. And so if you didn't get yours, you'll be able to get yours at some point here. And you can slip out and slip back in. But that's what our day looks like. Are you ready to celebrate with us? Why don't you stand with us? And Andrew, would you lead us? Thank you.
Hi, Pastor David and Emily. Congratulations on 20 years in ministry. That's just so amazing. And I can't believe that much time has passed. I think I was a senior when you guys came on staff and Pastor David became the youth pastor at West Hill. And time has just flown by, and I have four children, and it's been 20 years somehow. So congratulations. I'm just so happy for you guys. And I know West Hill is so blessed by you. And just thank you for leading and shepherding God's people so well, and for your faithfulness in ministry. So congratulations. And I hope you feel very celebrated today. Bye.
Hi, David and Emily. Congratulations on 20 years at West Hill. I'm so thankful to have had you both in my life. A few things that I'm thankful for is how you always opened your home to us, no matter how loud we were and annoying it may have been sometimes to have us there. You always let us have game nights at your house, and to build that community with you guys and with each other in high school and then in college was just, it meant the world to me. So thank you so much for being that light of Christ to us for all of those years. David, I texted you a week ago about how I used your analogy of a little bit of poop and a brownie to tell my own children about sin in their lives. And so I'm so thankful that that legacy can live on. Thank you both so much for all of your service and for pouring into my life all those years ago.
Hello, Pastor David. Congratulations on 20 years of ministry. I can't believe it's been that long. You're an old man. Anyway, I just want to say thank you for your service. Thank you for all the fun times we had working together at West Hill. And just want to keep encouraging you to keep on going, working with the youth, even though you're getting older and slower. So I just want to say congratulations and good job.
Hi, Pastor David and Emily. I just want to say congratulations on 20 years of faithful ministry at West Hill. I'm just so thankful for you two and for your whole family. I've been able to experience firsthand the heart you have for teaching and mentoring the youth at our church as part of one of your early youth groups. And now I have the privilege of calling you both dear friends. I just have so many fond memories of Sunday night youth group, all kinds of detour events, countless game nights, and now way too many trips to Dairy Queen. I just want you guys to know how grateful we are for you two. And we just praise the Lord for the blessing you've been to West Hill. Just congratulations, and I love you guys.
Pastor David and Emily, congratulations on 20 years of ministry. That is incredible. You guys have impacted so many people in your time at West Hill, and I am one of them, and I'm just so thankful for how you guys really took me in when I was in youth group, and you taught me the why behind what I believe. You helped me to dig into God's word. You really helped me to make my faith my own, and that has shaped me and impacted my walk with the Lord today, and I'm just so thankful for that. And I'm pretty sure I spent more time at your house than I did anybody else's house, any of my high school friends, when I was in high school and in youth group. And those game nights and laughter are just such sweet memories. And then post high school and youth group when I was in college and coming back and working for West Hill, you guys opened your home to me. We lived a life together, and that is really some of the sweetest memories that I have, just living life alongside you guys, watching you guys parent and be spouses, and just love the Lord so well, and getting to have Pastor David as my boss and working alongside the West Hill crew was such incredible times in my life, and our friendship really shifted from youth pastor and family to one of the most genuine and sweet friendships that I've ever had. One where, even though I don't live there right now, anytime I come home, you guys open your arms, open your door to me, and we pick right back up where we left off. And I'm just so thankful for that. I wish I was there to celebrate with you guys. I love you guys so much. And congratulations on 20 years of ministry. That's incredible.
Happy 20 years of ministry, Pastor David and Emily. I'm so thankful for both of you and the impact that you both had on my life, starting when I was just an awkward middle schooler all the way up to premarital counseling with Zach and officiating my wedding. You've just been a huge part of my life, an example of Christ. I'm so thankful for both of you and the way that just by watching you, I could tell your love for others and your love for serving God. Emily, I'm specifically so thankful to you for your mentorship. You were there with me in a lot of happy times and also hard times. And it was just so refreshing to be able to learn from watching you be a mom and a wife and be able to take that now and live that out. So I'm really thankful for both of you. I love you. I can't wait to see what God continues to do in your lives.
Hey, Petey. Congratulations on 20 years here at West Hill. It's a rare gift to have pastors stay and serve in one place so faithfully for that long. And celebrating that, there are a few things I wanted to talk about and thank you for. First and foremost was just your patience and persistence 16 years ago when I was younger and way more shy. You're finally able to help wear me down and help pull me into the family that is West Hill. And without that, I would not have been able to grow so much in my faith and as a person. One of the biggest examples of that is I don't know if I would have had the faith to send that text back in 2016 asking to be an intern. The trust that you had in me and in God to show me what that side of ministry is like, and the time, work, and dedication that goes into it will be extremely special for me for the rest of my life. It was a great example, and you taught me so much, and the fun and conversation of those Friday lunches are something I will also never forget. Continuing on the subject of lunches, thank you to you and Emily both for opening your home to me for some of those lunches during that time. And it was just enjoying watching those shows that I know she especially didn't particularly like, and as well as opening it up to others for late game and movie nights. Even to the point of trusting me enough to watch your dogs and house sit while you guys were gone for weeks at a time. It's been a pleasure to serve alongside you, and I hope to for many years, especially so that I can continue to poke fun at you for using Apple products whenever I can. So once again, congrats, and thanks for being one of our pastors.
Hey, Pastor David and Emily. It's crazy to think that you guys have been at West Hill for 20 years, and I've been able to be there and see your ministry for the last 10, including the last year I was in high school, and that was our first year at church, and then being able to see you guys move into more of a wisdom-seeking friendship role for me as I hit college and grad school and now have hit my adult life. It's been great to be able to go to events with you guys, whether it be Reverb, Skyview, Cedar Point trips, where we are half delirious by the end of it, as well as, you know, serving alongside you guys at VBS, Family Carnival, Trunk or Treat, as well as, you know, just generally helping out wherever you guys need to. It's been great to see how you guys have been able to keep up with the youth group and keep up with all their crazy antics and keep them in the Word and try not to throw out Pastor David's back whenever he does fun, crazy stuff. So here's to the next 20.
PD and Emily, I wanted to thank you both so much for everything you have done for West Hill over the past 20 years, and all of the ways that you have blessed me and my family in the past 10 years that we've been at West Hill. Pastor Raven, thank you so much for everything you taught me while I was interning. I learned so many things from you, and I'm so grateful for that. Emily, thank you for your friendship. It has been wonderful to get to know you over the past 10 years through church and scrapbooking and the wilderness trip and everything else. I'm so grateful for you both. You have made me feel so welcomed at West Hill from the first day we got here, and I will always be very grateful for that. So thank you for your faithfulness and for your continued service, and here's to the next 20 years.
When I think of Pastor David and Emily, I don't just think of them as a youth pastor and his wife, but instead I think of them as parental figures in my own life. I think of them as spiritual leaders, partners in ministry, but more importantly, as close friends. Throughout my time at West Hill and in the youth group, they showed me firsthand just what it means to love other people, what it means to step out of my comfort zone to further advance the gospel and to make the gospel known. But more importantly, the love that they've shown me and the life lessons that they've taught me are things that I can use to minister to the people around me and even the kids and the teenagers that I'm around now, just to love them, to show them Jesus and share the gospel with them. And I'm just so thankful for everything that they've done and everything that they've instilled in me in my life. And I just love you guys more than you know.
Pastor David and Emily, we want to congratulate you on your 20 years at West Hill as our associate pastor and our youth pastor. You both have always gone above and beyond what's been asked of you.
Pastor David, if you ever questioned why you went to computer school, it was because God knew that you would need to help me with all my computer questions and problems with setting up margins and all those things, and you were there, and I appreciated that. Thank you for always being there to help me. We appreciate all of your help with our home computer and our iPhones. Even with your busy schedule, you always made time for us. Thank you.
We appreciate you and Emily so much, and thank God for the friendship that we have. You've both been such an encouragement to us, our West Hill family, and especially our youth.
God bless you both. We look forward to seeing what God has for you in the future. We love you.
Hello, David. Just wanted to chime in and say congratulations on 20 years serving the Lord and serving your congregation there at West Hill. You know I'm always the competitor, so you have 10 more years to pass me up. But I'm sure you can do that. Your congregation seems to like you. I don't know if that's because they don't know everything we know about you or what, but I'm sure they'll keep you around at least another 10 years. So seriously, though, congratulations. I value our friendship and just enjoyed our relationship. So congratulations, and I hope you have a great day.
Good morning, friends at West Hill. I'm glad that you are celebrating David Neidlinger today. David, 20 years is a long time to do something, and bro, they haven't kicked you out yet. I'm excited for you. 20 years says a lot about David. He's a faithful man. He's faithful to the Lord, and he is faithful to his family. As I've gotten to know him over the years, I know that all those things are true. If you're a young person that's been impacted by David, I know that he loves you too. And all these things come out. They're easy to see. They're not just part of David's personality. They're part of the way that Jesus has changed him. So enjoy your day. And David and family, enjoy the celebration.
Congratulations, Pastor David, on 20 years of faithful youth ministry service. It's such an exciting accomplishment to honor you with and to thank you for setting an example and being a faithful servant to the Lord. I'm so thankful to partner with you through the Akron Youth Workers Network and Breakout, through Skyview, Winter Blast, and just many other activities. I'm thankful that you're part of our Tuesday group where I get to spend time with you and hear about life, ministry, and just learn from you. David, when I think of your life and your service, I'm reminded of what Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 2:8. He said, "So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us." And that's what I think of you. Like, you love your church, you love your family, you love the people around you, and you don't just faithfully teach, you give of yourself, you give of your life, and it's evident. And so, David, Emily, I'm just so proud of you and encouraged by you, and I want to honor you and thank you and ask God to bless you with many more years of faithful service. So thanks for the opportunity to know you and serve with you. God bless.
Well, Pastor David and Emily, congratulations on 20 years. The other day, Pastor Aaron asked me if I would say something here. He says, because you've known him for a long time. And I thought maybe that's from trying to get a perspective of when you were a youth, before you became a youth pastor, and what were you like as a young person? And so I had to think about that, and I kept thinking. And I kind of looked back, and I said, you know, what Pastor David was like in the youth group, for the young people to know, Pastor David was quiet, weren't you? You and your brother both, very quiet. And so I thought, man, I'm struggling to come up with some things, some, you know, something that would be funny and tell, you know, some war story about Pastor David. And I said, well, let's think about some other things. You know, he was in tennis. We went, saw him play tennis before. Nothing funny there. He was pretty good. I went to band. Saw some of your band performances. Same story. He was in a good band. You know, he was pretty good. And so finally I thought, you know, and you heard the word impact a lot, the impact he had in your life. And I thought, okay, I was his youth sponsor, I was his Sunday school teacher. What impact did I have on him? And maybe I can get a story out of there. And the one thing that came to mind, and I know he'll think of this right away, is when the one thing Pastor David remembers from my teaching is one time I was giving an illustration. In my illustration, I used the word picture, when it should have been picture, like the photo. And to this day, all he does is remind, it's picture. No, it's picture, right? And that's how he would always do that. And I thought, well, okay, maybe I did have a small impact on him. But, you know, as I continued and I continued to think about it, I was trying to think of other things. And I thought, well, I guess I understand why I didn't get to know Pastor David as well as I would like in during his high school years. Emily came on the scene. And Pastor David was not at the youth group anymore. That's why. I hardly saw you. You were over at First Baptist activities. So we got kind of trumped by that. Fast forward, though, you know, Pastor David, one of the things I truly appreciated about you is as a youth pastor and what the impact you had on my children, you know, one of the things, the events I always appreciated was when you would have them, and I forget the name of the event, but it was basically phone a friend and share the gospel. And I know that led to people trusting in Jesus Christ. And I thought, wow, what a great example. And I know they shared how you really were there when you needed someone to poke them and say, you should be doing this, and you'd give them biblical reasons for it. So I truly appreciate it. Fast forward a little bit, too, now in your ministry as a pastor and just your teaching. I see you like apologetics. You're very punctual in your speaking. I appreciate that. You like woodworking, too. So I say all this at the end. Maybe I did have a little bit of an impact on you, because that's me. Thank you very much.
Okay. So to start with, the young lady that said she spent a lot more time at your guys' house than anywhere else is my daughter, Marissa, and she's almost 30 now, and when she comes to visit us, still spends more time at the Nylander's house than she does ours. So that's how close they are. So we first met David and Emily in 2008 when we moved here from Michigan. So almost 18 years now. And as you can imagine, there's a ton of stories between 2008 and now, but I'll just highlight a few. First of all, when once we joined here, the kids started, we have four kids, they started going to youth group, and David and Emily just really poured into the kids, made moving here from another state much easier. They developed a particularly close bond with the twins. Of course, we had plenty of drama through the high school years with the twins, right? But that brought us closer together, and they always knew David and Emily were there for them. When Pastor Aaron had his first sabbatical, let's just say it was less than accepted as now, and Pastor David, along with Pastor Ed, just really stepped up, and Aaron also had a concussion at the time, and so David found out he got to preach a little more than he intended, but he did great. And then when Pastor David had his first sabbatical, I was chairman, and so he asked to meet with me and along with Aaron, and he was a nervous wreck. Remember that? So there were the trips to Canada, parking lot or kitchen drama talks, and how to get Alyssa or Alana to do their homework. So David and Emily, it's just been really neat to see how you guys have matured over the years. Your dedication to the Lord and to our church family. We thank you for your 20 years. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Thank you.
You good?
No, I'm already getting emotional.
So I guess we get to be the family up here. And I think I would start by saying that you guys truly have had an impact on a lot of people through the years, and making it 20 years is amazing. Just an incredible thing to do that. And so thank you for your faithfulness. I think Susan's going to start with a few things, right?
Yeah. Yes. Well, obviously, I've known you guys for a really long time, which is pretty cool. I was basically a third wheel, like, for everything that they did when they were dating. So it's just really cool to have gotten to know Emily for so long. And David was actually very cool about me hanging around, and, you know, so that was awesome. And so just the fact of getting to serve alongside of you guys at church is really special as family. I'm sure sometimes for David that I was probably a little bit on the annoying side, because I feel like I would maybe request more things, or especially when I was working behind the scenes doing some of the slides and things, or, you know, he'd be like, hey, have you gotten this done yet? Oh, no, sorry. You know, other people probably would have been like, oh, yeah, I've got this done right now. And I don't know, I was probably a little bit more annoying being the sister. But and then also just it's just pretty awkward for me to call him Pastor David. I have never been able to do it. When I talk to the girls, my girls, I'll say like, Uncle Pastor David. Yeah. You know, so it's always some kind of mixture there. But so it's been very special to serve with you guys. And then even to just a couple of weeks ago to have David baptize my two oldest was just really, really special. So that was awesome. I just loved that. And then all the things that I've gotten to do alongside of Emily, you know, we sing together, we've done VBS together several times, more than several times, which is really awesome. Even when the reins were kind of turned over to me at VBS and I said, oh, hey, I'm going to have you guys help me out. You know, I need you guys' help with the main part of this. So that's always been fun to do all those things. And I'm not sure if you guys realized, but throughout all the time that we've known you, and especially, you know, at church and watching you guys parent, we've been learning from you and watching you and using you guys as an example. You guys are an awesome example as parents, and we just really appreciate everything.
because you guys are just so special. I love you.
And, you know, she said most of it for us, but I do want to put in that another thing that's really been encouraging for me is the fact that as we came to do music here, you guys were some of the greatest supporters that I had in getting music going and kind of shifting things a little bit in having Emily. You've been singing with me for 10 years now. Like, it's crazy, like, how many times, like, we've been up here together, and it's really neat. And it reminded me of the verse in 1 Thessalonians where it says, therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you're doing because of our salvation, because of being brothers and sisters in Christ, that we can build one another up. And you've always been that encouragement, I think, to me with music, to us with our family, and seeing the way you guys have impacted the people around you. So thank you for your impact.
All right. My name is Seth Hipley, and I, as Dana was reading what I wrote, said you wrote a lot. So I'm going to go first. I'm going to try to get through all of it pretty quickly. But I've known them for pretty much my entire life. And when I was younger, I used to sometimes stay the night at their house. And if you know them, they love to stay up late. They love to watch movies, shows. So that's what we would do. They would do it. I would fall asleep in the first 20 minutes, no matter how many snacks, no matter how good the movie was, I would always just fall asleep. So the first 10 minutes was really exciting, and then I got to dream a little bit. But growing up, being a part of their youth group, always so much fun, always so impactful on my life. Especially, I look back at my senior year, I was, I think, the only guy that ever really came, and I could have used that as an excuse to not go or whatever, but I couldn't leave Pastor David. couldn't let him suffer. I also just genuinely loved being there. The atmosphere, the teaching that they had, it was just a lot of fun. Now, being in youth group and serving alongside them, I noticed three pretty big things about them. The first is Pastor David's attention to detail isn't always great. An example to that is when I was in middle school, we went on this really fun trip to a conference, a high school conference called TLC. It was for high schoolers, and we didn't really know that I wasn't supposed to be there until probably like day two. So that was really fun. The second thing, though, on a more serious note, is their patience. If you have been around a teenager for any time, you know that they can test your patience, including me, including the teens that we have now. So for 20 years, that's a long time. And then the third is just the priority of biblical teaching in Jesus. I can't really remember any lesson that didn't point back to Christ. So it's just been a pleasure to now see that still as I serve. And that's how they live their life as well. It's very evident that Christ is at the center of everything, whether it's how they parent, live their marriage, lead ministry, or care for their friends. And that friendship to both of us is super, super important. A lot of fun nights of game nights, serving alongside in youth group, premarital counseling, driving over 3 hours with Jimmy. I think he's out in the foyer there, for CC's Pizza. And yes, it was worth it. I almost put in the stats. I still have how much we all ate, but I'm going to leave that out. More importantly, Pastor David, so when we were in college, we had a rough patch, to say the least, and Pastor David was there, and I still remember going to Dairy Queen, and he didn't hound me about anything. He didn't ask me 100 questions. He just encouraged me. We got to talk through some things. We started reading a book together, and that was really impactful on my life. And, I mean, we're married, so on our relationship. But, Pastor David, you have always been such a great role model and friend to me. You have no idea how much your friendship means to me. I will end with this, that whenever I reflect on my faith and where God has brought me to, there's never a time that I don't think about you. We love you.
Okay. I don't love public speaking, but I do love them, so I wanted to say a few things. I count it an absolute joy to know them, do ministry with them, and walk through so many phases of life with them. PD, thank you for 20 years of faithful service. Throughout my time in youth group, sorry, I can't see. And serving alongside you now, I've seen how deeply you care for the people you serve and what you are doing. I've seen the immense patience you have when it was me and my crazy friends, and now the crazy kids we have in youth group. One thing Pastor David and I always look back on from my time in youth group was him pointing out my commitment issues. There would be an event or something being planned, and my response was, I probably can make it, or I think I'll be there. And that drove him crazy. But looking back, it was just one of the countless ways he was trying to build me up. Emily, you are one of the smartest people I know. My nurse for literally all of my ailments, and one of my greatest role models. I remember leaving your guys' house after my last youth group and crying because I was so sad it was over. And you two are a huge reason why. Thank you for putting up with all of us in youth group, for showing us how to go through trials with grace and faith, for being a spouse, parent, friend, and Christ follower we can always look up to, and for all you have poured into West Hill over these 20 years. It's an absolute blessing and honor to know you, serve with you, share an anniversary with you, and call you our friends. We love you.
Well, thanks, Dana and Seth, for getting my tears started before I even start. Okay. I will try to make this quick, but I can't see either. Psalm 31:19, I just want to start with this verse, says, oh, how abundant is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you and worked for those who take refuge in you in the sight of the children of mankind. I remember meeting Pastor David in March of 1999. Aaron was candidating to become the youth pastor here, and we were in the Sunday school class with the teens, and, you know, we kind of shared, and then we opened it up for questions, and David looked at Aaron and said, so when can you start? And I just remember that boldness of being like, wow, okay, he knows what he wants, and just really cool to see God's goodness in that. I remember him being in our youth group because Aaron was the youth pastor here, and he was maybe a senior. I think we only had him officially for like a year, but I can remember watching him grow in his walk with the Lord. I can remember him taking a stand even with his job to make sure that his job, his work schedule didn't interfere with youth group or church. I can remember him boldly sharing with his unsaved friends that he purposefully built relationships with to share Christ with. And that once again shows God's goodness in his life. As we watched him enter college, and he and Emily had been dating since the womb, right? Is that what we say? But they were, you know, more seriously dating, and he went to college, as you've heard a few other people say, he went to college for computer programming, something computer. And in that time, I can remember God leading Aaron to speak truth into David's life of, I really think you and Emily should go into youth ministry. And just God working in both of them to lead them to the point where he became our next youth pastor when God moved Aaron on to become the lead pastor here. And once again, God's goodness. Little did we know that that teenager who pointed to my husband and said, hey, I think you should start, would then be the youth pastor to my three children. And that's just something that's so special to me and shows God's goodness once again. For 20 years, guys, these two have worked with teenagers.
I thought I would be a youth pastor's wife for the rest of my life, and now I realize how God definitely did not equip me for that, because I wouldn't have lasted for 20 years with teenagers. But 20 years, Pastor David has worked and served faithfully here at West Hill, not only through teaching and preaching and singing and planning all kinds of trips. I've served alongside of him on missions trips and wilderness trips and Awana and Bible school and family carnivals and youth group and Bible studies and youth retreats and choir and you name it, and Pastor Dave and Emily are there serving. Once again, God's goodness is so clear in his life. Psalm 100 verse 5 says, "For the Lord is good and his steadfast love endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations." When I think of Pastor David, I think of his patience that's been said to, his love for others, and the way he continues to trust in God's goodness, love, and faithfulness. And I thank God for the way he has grown Pastor David through good times, but through some really, really hard times. And God is so good in that. All right, Emily. I have a whole another paper on Emily, sorry.
That's why I got this.
God's goodness, too, is in giving me Emily, giving Emily to me, I should say, as my friend. A friend is someone you can cry with. A friend is someone you can celebrate with. And I will never forget, actually, yesterday was the anniversary of my dad passing away 15 years ago. And I will never forget David and Emily being those ones that were there for us. And my kids even say they remember being at David and Emily's house when we called to say my dad had died. And I can remember coming here to church to pick up the kids or something, and I just fell into Emily's arms and just cried. And she just knew, and she was there. But the other cool thing is that not only can a friend be someone you can cry with, but it's someone you can celebrate with. And Emily has walked through some hard things. And she's the one that I've watched her walk through them. And we can not only cry during the hard things, but we can celebrate the good things together. She's one of them, besides my husband, that I want to celebrate with. And I want to text and call and tell her the cool things or send her a crazy reel that makes us laugh. But a friend is also someone you can be vulnerable with. And Emily is that to me. We have risked not being the perfect, you know, putting on the perfect pastor's wives show for each other. We can be real with each other. We can share our not so perfect stories about motherhood, about marriage, loss, even hard times, or just failing at times. And we know that we love each other. I can be me around Emily. She is also an encourager. She listens, she supports, and she celebrates. And she also forgives. Knowing someone and doing life together for 20 years, you have got to believe that we've messed up. Like, we've done things to hurt each other. I mean, because that's just what you do as human beings that are sinful and flawed, and yet there's that sweet side of that forgiveness that just draws you closer, even when there are times where we've wronged each other. So many good times and hard times, and through it all, God has given me the dearest and closest friend in Emily. So thank you, Emily and David, for walking with us for 20 years in ministry. That is probably one of the sweetest parts of being in ministry, is having people that you can do ministry with, and that it can be a joy to do it with, too. So, all right, I'm done.
Thank you. One quick story to kind of start off with is a couple weeks ago, I was going to their house to hang out with Logan, so I thought. It was more in the nighttime, and when I got there, we started watching a movie. 30 minutes in, no sight of Logan and Peyton. It was just me, PD, and Miss Emily. So we just chilling and watch the movie. A couple fun facts about PD. Sorry if this is embarrassing. His left armpit sweats 10 times more than his right. And he has an unhealthy love for the Pretzel Nook by Skyview. Fun facts about Miss Emily is she was the first person to hold me when I came out the womb. And she loves her dog, Bonnie, not Bentley, about 50% of more humans that she's met. More seriously, one thing we've heard a lot today from people who have shared is that PD and Miss Emily welcomed them without a second heart or a second thought. The word that came to mind for me was hospitality. The meaning or definition of that is the kind where you walk in and immediately feel at home, probably with food in your hand and a plan for later already made. PD and Miss Emily have always been special to me and have felt like my parents who just happened to live across the street. They are also the definition of perseverance, continuing strong throughout every season, and longevity, because they have survived the Hipleys, the Varners, the Sookies, the Gibbs, the Smiths, and Adams, and a ton more, which honestly deserves some kind of award. I'll always remember the game nights and the DQ runs, but thank you for being such amazing and loving parents to me.
Normally, I'm the one that talks for Zach, but today he wanted to talk, so I don't really have anything, but I just want to say you're really cool. Love working with you. Thanks.
Really, they just don't want to get emotional, so that's why. Make it quick. You guys can sit. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you. Just a few things. It's hard to think about 20 years, right? Like 20 years, a lot happens in 20 years of your life. I mean, you think about 20 years ago, where were you? What were you doing? What was happening in not only your life, but what was happening in the world? Our world is drastically different 20 years later. As Lisa shared, I'm at fault. It's my fault anytime something bad happens in ministry because I encourage Pastor David and Emily to go into ministry. I don't know if you know it, but the average associate pastor averages 3.6 years at one place. The average youth pastor is anywhere between 18 months and 3 years. So you think about that, and here's a guy who was in computer science and programming, sitting in Akron U one day and realizing, like, is this what I want to do for the rest of my life? I tend to believe that maybe it was those golf lessons that we had out on the par threes, because he had a golf class in college. Like, really? Like, that's part of computer programming. Okay. It was extra class, but I enjoyed that class with them because we would go out and you have to study for a class, right? So we would go out and hit a few golf balls, and I wanted to help him get a better grade in that class. But maybe it was some of those conversations there. Maybe it was just God continuing to work in and through them. But I am grateful for the opportunity for what we've been able to walk through together. I think back to the struggle of having children, you know, and then boom, you have like four, and then a fifth one added on like a cherry on top of it all. Pastor David, I remember working on our masters together, and I probably made it through because of your help, so thank you. The hardships of ministry. It's really, if I can be frank, you know, it's hard because you walk through a lot of these pictures and there's some people who you go back to and you think about all the good times and then they're not here. Maybe they've walked away from the faith, or maybe they've just walked away from the church, and that can be hard. That's one of the hard parts of being in one place for so long, is you have those experiences, you walk through that. And that's why the average youth pastor doesn't last more than 3 years, because they start to build those relationships and then they're gone because it's hard. And Pastor David and Emily have continued to be faithful, and you've grown in your love for Jesus. You've grown for your love for people. And I think we've seen that not only here at West Hill, but Pastor David, you are speaking at Skyview and going and continuing to speak down there. Emily, your work at Pregnancy Solutions and now your work at Akron Pregnancy and the way that you desire for people to know Jesus and to know that that's the hope. That's the hope that they can have. And so you saw, and I apologize, you saw a lot of pictures of our families together. One, because that's a lot of the pictures that I had. Two, that's our life. Like, that's been our life for 20 years, doing life together. And it has been such a joy of living life together. Pastor David, you're patient. You help unify people. You love people. You're very gentle. Pastor David is the calm one. I'm the kind of crazy one. And, you know, it's interesting that Mark talked about David and Robbie being calm and quiet. And then we got Susan in youth group when I was a youth pastor. Needless to say, I'm no longer a youth pastor. It may connect a little. No, I'm just teasing. Pastor David, you have brought stability because you're consistent and because you're faithful. And so for 20 years, we have had the front row seat to watching you guys live out life, and it's been an honor and it's been a joy to learn and to serve alongside of both of you. And so I hope that you know how much our church family loves you and cares for you and appreciates you. And so I'd like to, if I could, present to you, if you guys would come and join me, we'll just have them for now. So, Pastor David and Emily, with heartfelt gratitude, West Hill Baptist Church honors you for 20 years of faithful, joyful, and steadfast service as associate pastor. You've been shepherding God's people, teaching His word, and serving Christ with humility and love. And we want to say thank you, we love you, and we appreciate you. Anything you want to say?
I want to put my arms down.
Yeah.
I have been losing my voice, so not because of the teens, but the glory goes to God first and foremost. Like, we wouldn't be here without Him. But as we look back and we think about all these pictures and everything, the blessing is really you guys. Like, our family, our church family, has been a huge, huge blessing through all 20 of these years and all the things that have gone on through our family, through our lives. It's you guys. It's all about that church family. So we're very, very thankful for that. As we look back in our ministry, it wasn't just about the job. It wasn't just about ministry, but it was about family. And so that's what I think of. And I'm very thankful for Emily, always my sounding board through all these years. And always would go to her with questions and should we do this? Should we not do this? And she would give me her opinion, sometimes whether I liked it or not, and was always there to help me in the ministry. People don't, even though she may not be at everything that's going on youth ministry-wise, she is always involved in everything that's going on. I'm very thankful for that. I'm very thankful for PA and his example, his leadership, and just what their family has meant to us. It's not always perfect. Very excited and happy to have our whole family here of seven. I always think of things in my head differently than some people. It's always, because some of them have grown up and moved out, it's always been 5, 5, 5. So it's neat for me to see all seven of us here again, which is pretty awesome. But thank you guys. We love you. I don't, you know what I mean? It's the blessing. It's a blessing to us, and the glory goes to God. So.
We want to pray with you guys and thank the Lord for you. After we're done praying, then we're going to sing And then we're going to participate in communion, and then we're going to go eat, okay? So it's coming. And Pastor David doesn't know, but today our food, the menu, is centered all around you.
I saw some buffalo chicken
dip. He saw buffalo chicken dip and chips. See, it's all dips. Today it's all dips. And so comfort food, there's all kinds of vegetables. But with vegetables, I was going to bring a big ranch dressing thing up here for you. But there is plenty of ranch dressing, along with fruit, too. Fruit, and there's fruit dips as well. And so we just praise the Lord for you guys and thankful that we can celebrate with you today. Would you pray with me? Lord, we thank you for Pastor David and Emily. Lord, thank you for the blessing of being able to serve alongside of them. For some of us, many, many years. And others, Lord, it's new. They've joined with our family here just in this last year. And so we're grateful for the journey, and Lord, that we can continue to serve you and love you. And Lord, to use our lives, to use the very breath of our lives to seek after your face, to seek you, to seek your word, to seek in living out our faith so the world around us can see Jesus in us. And I thank you for the way that Jesus is seen in Pastor David and Emily. Thank you for their family. Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless them and strengthen them. And Lord, help them to walk with you all the days of their life, Lord. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for your faithfulness in our lives, even when we're not necessarily faithful, even times when we are selfish or we seek our own. Lord, you are always good and you're always faithful. Thank you for this celebration. Thank you for the uniqueness of 20 years. And we just praise you and thank you for Pastor David and Emily. We pray that you bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. As we think about communion and participating together, let me encourage you again. This is a time to reflect, to look at your lives, especially when you look at somebody who's been faithful for 20 years. Pastor David and Emily will be first to tell you that they are not perfect. All right, they're not perfect. No one is perfect. Jesus is perfect. And that's why we claim him as Savior and as Lord. When we think about the Passover was a time where the Jews would gather together and they would celebrate God's deliverance. It was the Passover meal where the lamb was slaughtered, it was killed, and the blood was put upon the doorposts so that the death angel would pass over their home and their firstborn child would be saved. Jesus was gathering with his disciples and they were celebrating the Passover. Today, we don't have to have the fear that the Passover is going to happen in our home, so we're not going to sacrifice something, and we're not here celebrating Pastor David and Emily because they sacrificed something so that we could be delivered. We celebrate them and their faithfulness in Jesus Christ. And we celebrate and we gather today just as they would gather for a Passover meal in celebration. The early church would gather to celebrate in the Lord's Supper. And so we celebrate as we will enjoy the fellowship here in just a little bit by breaking of bread. We celebrate our risen Savior. We celebrate the fact that Jesus came and he died on the cross for your sin and for mine. He was buried and he rose again 3 days later. He was the perfect Lamb of God, the perfect Passover Lamb who would die once and for all so that we could have eternal life. So we celebrate that today. I also challenge you and encourage you to look at and examine your own life. Today's a day we celebrate, but it's also a day where we should also look at our own lives and say, man, how am I doing? How's my life? Not comparing with somebody else. Don't do that. Comparison robs us of our joy. What we want to do is we compare our lives to what eternity looks like. And to say, I have this short period of time. How is my life showing Jesus to the people that I'm walking with? God is good and God is faithful, is he not? And so as Jesus broke the bread that he gave his disciples, he said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance for me. In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The Lord will come again. It may be tomorrow, maybe today. It may be another 20 years. But will you be faithful? Lord, help us. Amen. I'm going to pray for us as we close, and as you exit, I just want to encourage you. You can go in and you can start getting your food. First, I really would like David and Emily and their family as our guests to be able to go first. And so after I'm done praying, let's let them exit and head into the gym, and then you guys can follow, and then you can talk with them and encourage them as well. Thank you for being here today. Thanks for walking through just a little bit of a different of a Sunday that we could take time out from our normal and just celebrate what God's given us. And God's given us a great associate pastor, a great wife to him, and just great people. And so we are thankful for them, thankful for their family. Would you stand? Would you pray with me as we close? Lord, we thank you that we can come in the name of Jesus. We thank you that it's because of Jesus' life that our lives are what they could be, can be. For some of us, Lord, we seek Jesus with all of our heart. And yet, Lord, there are times where we stray away. There are maybe some sitting here today, Lord, who don't know you as Savior. And I pray that they would come to know the joy of Jesus in their life as their Savior and as their Lord. Lord, there may be others who are in here who aren't walking with you. And Lord, my prayer is that today would be an encouragement to each of them, wherever they are in life, Lord, that you would minister to them and your Spirit would encourage them to be faithful to you, to be faithful to your word. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor David and Emily, for all the lives that you've allowed them to touch. Thank you for how they've ministered here at West Hill, at this church, for your glory, for your kingdom. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to strengthen them and equip them. And Lord, that we as the church may continue to minister together in this neighborhood, amongst these people, amongst our family, friends, neighbors, co-workers, that we will show Jesus to a lost and dying world, that the hope that we have because of his death, burial, and resurrection would be evident in how we live. Lord, bless our fellowship, bless our food, that it might give us nourishment to our bodies. Lord, bless our time together as we break bread. Lord, we praise you, we thank you for your goodness, and it's in Jesus' name. All of God's people said, amen. Amen.